Hello, my name is Tarek Finn, and this is the blog, soon to be blog slash podcast, called TrendMovements.com. We deal basically in trading and finance, personal finance, but I think for the podcast we'll probably branch out to other things as well, if I have anything to do with it. I run this blog with my partner Chad Grant. My name is Tarek Finn, by the way. We do a little bit of trading, and we decided to do some writing as well. So hopefully you've enjoyed the blog, and maybe you'll also enjoy the podcast. First thing I'm going to be doing with this podcast is going over some of the old articles and basically reading them and putting my two cents in wherever possible. The first article that I'm going to go over is about accepting loss. And when I talk about accepting loss, I mean accepting loss in your trading or gambling, if you're a gambler, if you're into the horses or if you're into cards. A lot of the principles that apply to trading apply to many games of risk. You want to know that at some point there will be losses. You have to understand when those losses are small, that they could become larger, and you have to tell yourself, or you have to know for yourself, how much you can afford to lose. The first thing, or one of the fundamental principles of trading, or playing the game of stocks, futures, options, any of these trading type vehicles, is you never play with money that you can't afford to lose. When I say this, I mean that you shouldn't be trading money that you need for your car payments, your rent, your mortgage, your food, diapers, etc. This should go without saying, but sometimes we get pulled in or we get sucked into the idea that this idea or this trade that I've been told about or that I'm about to be involved in is a sure thing. And I'll let you know right now that there are no sure things, and anything that looks like a sure thing or has been a sure thing over the past, that should kind of be a red flag. If you see anybody who has been doing any kind of trading or any kind of betting and they have a trend line that just continues to go straight up with no dips, no losses, I would always suspect that there's something fishy, because as far as I know, trend lines move up and down. You win some, you lose some. Hopefully your wins are bigger than your losses, and this is kind of what I'm going to get into, but there will be losses. So first of all, never trade money that you cannot afford to lose. So no matter how sound the system or piece of advice you just received, sometimes the trade will go against you. So trading money you cannot afford to lose is a no-no. If you need it to live, don't trade it. Don't play with it. I don't know if you could hear in the background. I don't know if it's loud, if you could hear crickets or anything. I decided to come up here to this spot I sometimes come to in the mountain, because where I was before, I was trying to record before, but it was a little bit loud with cars, etc. I don't know, is that being pretentious, telling you that I'm in the mountains? Oh, I just had to get away from the city and come up into the mountains. Well, maybe I'm showing off. No, I'm not showing off. But this is nice. This is a nice place, so let me just express that I'm enjoying being here while I'm doing this. Getting back into this. So now when I say trade money you can afford, it just means that. So if you're trading with, I don't know, you have this extra $2,000 and you've decided to trade with it, that means that if this money disappears, your life is not going to spiral out of control. You're not going to have to borrow money to make your payments. You have this extra money that you can afford to lose. Ideally, you'd like to gain some extra off of it. That's why you're doing it. The reason why we trade is to make money, but loss is a part of it. So keep that in mind. If it's within your personality that you cannot lose anything, then maybe trading is not for you. Or maybe there's a method out there that I'm not aware of, but part of the skill or part of the whole getting good at it is knowing that, yes, you're going to lose some. You're going to lose some. You have to accept it, and you have to weather the storm sometimes. Now, willing to lose. You have to be willing to lose in order to win. So let's say I'm drawing a line in the middle, in midair, and it's kind of a jagged line. I'm going up and down, up and down, up and down, but maybe I'm going up and down, on a 45 degree angle, up and to the right. So overall, maybe my line is moving up on average. If I was to draw an average line going through it, on average it's moving up, but your stomach is going to have to be able to take the drops. There's going to be dips. So think of it this way. I'm going to be very basic here. So if you're already familiar with trading and loss and risk, then I'm going to bore you here. The example I'm going to start out with is you're trading with $100. And you've decided that you've bought this thing in, let's call it ABC Concrete, because I'm looking at a concrete wall right now over a cliff. So you're trading in ABC Concrete. You've bought one stock, and the stock is $100. Now, I don't know, for some people it makes a difference. To me, it doesn't matter whether I'm talking about one stock that's $100 or if I'm talking about 100 stocks that each cost $1. It's the same to me. So you bought one stock, and that stock is $100. And you've decided that it's going to go straight up because your boy that works in the cement company told you that they've done a contract with China, and they're going to blow up. There's going to be an explosion of concrete. But unfortunately, in a few days, the price of the stock has dropped from $100 and it's gone down to $95. Now, it hasn't moved the way you expected, but you don't sell it because, first of all, you lost and you don't like the fact that you lost and you want to get your money back. You want it to go back to $100. You don't want to live with this $5 loss because you don't take losses. You're not a loser. I'm not a loser. I'm not going to lose $5. $5? No, I'm not losing that $5. So you're a winner, damn it. You check the trade a few days later, hoping that it's going to be back to your $100 where you could sell it and leave with your pride intact. But now the thing has slipped down to $87. If you get out now, you swallow your pride, you would have lost $13. But your friend that works at ABC Cement says, no, this deal is going through, bro. This deal is going through. You better ride it out. So you ride it out, and that $87 trade goes down to $60. It should bounce back any minute now, right? The contract is going through. The deal is going through. It actually seems like things are going pretty well, but the price of the stock hasn't caught up with what's going on in the company as far as you know. And then 3 days later, it's at 65. And so it's gone up a little bit. So it's gone from 60 to 65. You're $5 closer to getting your money back. $5 closer to getting your money back. But you're not ready because you haven't gotten your money back. Scooter just passed. A few days later, it's at 63. Then 60. Then 55, then 40, and you've had enough. You get out when it's at $38. I know this scenario seems a little bit far-reaching, but you think it could never happen? It's a story. It is a story. I wouldn't say it could never happen. I've been involved in kind of a big loss like this. Let me see, what year was that? 2007 or 2006, I took out a loan, a sure winner. I took out a loan and bought some mutual funds. And come 2008, this sure winner that was actually giving me money each month, it started to eat away at any interest. And into and a little bit past 2008, it continued to fall, but I didn't get out based on advice that I received. And it kept going down. Eventually, I had to pay a few grand to get out of this bet, which I could have actually gotten out of if I listened to myself. But you live and you learn, right? So hopefully, what I'm trying to do is I want you to learn. I want you to learn and not have to experience the same thing that maybe you've already experienced it. So let's do this example again, but this time you've made a decision. You've decided that you're willing to risk only 1%. So now you've bought your stock at $100, but before going into it, you've decided, okay, if it goes to $99, that's 1%, that I'm out. I'm out. $99, I'm out. So you get into it, same scenario, ABC Cement, you buy in at $100, it's dropped to $99, and you're out. You don't lose sleep anymore, you're fine, you don't have to think about it, you're out, and you've lost that dollar, but now you have $99 to continue to play for the next few days or whenever else. Maybe you could use that money to make more money in the future, or at least you could extend your losses. Like, I don't know. What's better, losing everything in one or losing it over 50 opportunities versus losing everything in one opportunity? I would take the 50 chances myself. So risk cannot totally be controlled. You could mitigate risk by deciding how much risk it is that you want to take, but there are scenarios where you're not able to get out of the trade at the point where you wanted to. So let's say what you originally wanted to be a $1 or a 1% risk, that can sometimes turn into a 2% risk. But it's still going to be somewhere in that ballpark. The important thing is that you have made that decision and you've set the ballpark. This is a simplified scenario, but hopefully you get my drift, you get what we're talking about. Just having an exit strategy. Do you have an exit strategy? Do you have an exit strategy? When you start this trade, when you make that phone call, do you have an exit strategy? Do you know at what point you're going to walk away from it? Do you know at what point you're going to make that call and say, sell it all? Do you know at what point you're going to enter the stop loss? Something to know. And I strongly recommend this is something that you decide before you actually make the purchase. So you see the stock, you see how much it is, you see how much you want to buy, and on the same breath, you decide how much you're willing to lose. So know when you're going to get out. Thank you very much. This has been the first post from treadmovements.com. You can share any thoughts you have with us by emailing us at info@treadmovements.com, and should be doing more of these in the near future. Thank you.